Blog Talk Radio.
Relationship can develop into jealousy where it doesn't need to. If everybody just do their part, relationships shouldn't be combative or contentious. Relationships should simply be you doing your part, I do my part, and we all do our part together. Case in point, Marian and the high priest Aaron. Because as you know, Marian has always been a focal point in these studies. She was always on the scene, even in the arrival with Moses, being put in that basket and shipped down the Nile, and she follows the basket, then informed by virtue of the woman that picked the basket out, daughter of the Pharaoh, and she informed her mother, the goings-on, where her son was. And thus, she's been on the scene quite often. Her position, her role is solid. Doing what she do. Aaron, the high priest, has always been on the scene. Aaron came with Moses to approach Pharaoh. He had his own staff. He had his own position of authority. And Moses wasn't really looking for no authority. He just wanted his people free. Sometimes some people just want positions of authority. And there was no need for that because we're all working in this together. It is not a combative sport. It is a humble, can we all just get along sport? Can we all do the part with that we are designed to do? You will see this in the study of Bar Mitzvah. Some of you like to call it Numbers chapter 12, because here we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. We study the rock we were hewn from and the ditch we were dug from, meaning our ancient ones. I said it, sugar. Bar Mitzvah. I said it. Cartrell told me right. I said it right. I don't want to hear Cartrell mouth today. But you know he go check a brother when I bring him on. That's all right. We study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov here. The rock we were hewn from. She laughed. The ditch we were dug from. Meaning our ancients. To get a pulse on us, as far as the study of us, and to find out what mistakes we made and how we can rectify those mistakes. And believe you me, Marion going to have to rectify her mistakes. See, jealousy is not needed in our nation. It's not encouraged. We don't need to be in contention with one another. We need to be together on everything. Now, some things you do, I may not do. But I ain't got to hate what you're doing as long as you're not doing kind of contrary to what y'all said. Because I wear red shoes. And you wear blue shoes. I ain't got to be mad at you as long as you're doing the right thing. See, we focus on the non-entity in life. Well, we need to be, Neely Fuller Jr. said, and let me repeat what Neely Fuller Jr. said. He said, we are serious, in the case of Marion, about silly things. Let me repeat that. We are serious about silly things, things that don't matter because it don't mean anything. And we are serious about silly things, and we are silly about serious things. We are silly about serious things. Let me put it all together. We're serious about silly things, and silly about serious things. That's why a lot of folks don't study with us. Because they're serious about the wrong things. It's a case in point of Marion. She was serious about silly things. And silly about serious things. And it cost her. And if we keep on doing what we're doing, praise the Most High and bless each one of you, it's going to cost us too. But you can remedy that. Get right. Not with Yom Sufah Re. I don't matter because what can I do for you? But you need to get right with Yah. Because he can do everything for you, for Yom Su, for you and everybody else. And stop being serious about silly things and silly about serious things. And perhaps you're wondering, Yom Su, who are you making reference to? I just mentioned Cartrell from New York City and Sister Abiyah from New York City. What do I know about them? Well, they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, souls, and strength. And they love their brothers and sisters as they said. They know this is not a combat sport. They know this is not a contentious sport. They know this is a humble, can we just all get along kind of situation. It's true. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. I'm going to, Sister Abiyah is on a sabbatical, a speaking, and we're going to respect that. But I'm going to turn the mic on because every now and then she'll say something. And then I'm going to bring Brother Cartrell in. I'm going to open up your mic, Sister Abiyah. May the Most High bless you.
You got yeah. It right. all praises and glory to Yah. And it's good to be back. And it's good to hear your voices. I hope everyone's safe. May Yah bless you, Yom Sufari, and Brother Cantrell, and all the sisters and brothers out there. Shalom.
Praise Yah. Shalom. Good to hear your voice, sister. Cartrell?
Good to hear you.
Thank you, sister. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Brother Yom Sufari, Sister Abiyah. May the Most High bless you. Sister Nasanya, I know you're in the back.
Yeah, she in the back. She in the back correcting me based upon what you said. I said, that's what I said. That's what Cartel told me.
Yeah. Got to have a good Isha behind you.
Yeah, and sometimes we got to learn to appreciate it. Sometimes
did a fine job, Bob.
Yeah. I certainly did. Sometimes you got to learn to appreciate what you got, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was getting better.
Yeah.
He was getting better. And really, it's just a matter of being hooked on phonics. Three syllables.
Exactly.
Bob, mid, Bob.
Right.
It ain't hard at all. But you know what? You're doing great.
Thank you, Sister Nesenia, Nesenia, and Brother Cottrell. Thank you. All right, brother.
Yes, sir. But are you right that sometimes we should mind our own business, right?
Exactly.
And I think he jumped ahead a little bit and told the story, but it is what it is. And we know that Miriam didn't like the fact that Moshe was married to a Cushite. They say Ethiopian, but the proper word is Cushite. Cush from one of the sons of Ham.
Right.
And we can see that the Most High didn't have no problems with a Cushite being married to an Israelite.
Right.
Only we do. And it only shows that Yah is the final judge, and we should stop trying to judge one another.
Right. Praise Yah, Cartrell. You're certainly correct.
Praise Yah.
And that's why I mentioned Cartrell. If I wear blue shoes or red shoes and you wear blue shoes, see, you focus on the wrong thing. Okay? You're right, Cartrell. Yah didn't have no problem with that Cushite. Marion had the problem.
Yeah. And you saying what you just said remind me of a Christian song.
Mm-hmm.
You got shoes, I got shoes. Oh, God, shouldn't got shoes.
When I got there, stop picking cotton, man, and come on in and do y'all work, okay? Stop picking cotton and come on in.
You got shoes, I got shoes. Oh, God, shouldn't got shoes.
Okay. But that's an old one, Cotrell. That's an old one, brother.
You remember that song, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hey, put your little cotton bag away. Come on in and do y'all's work. Yeah, we got some shoes. Let's get it done. Cartrell, thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear your voice. Good to have you here. Just as Sister Avia, it's good to know that you're listening and have you here. And you too, fellow students, it's good to have all of you here. May the Most High bless and bless each of you. So if Cartrell's ready, I'm ready. Let's get started. Cartrell, Sister Abiyah, students, chapter 12. The dissension of Aaron and Miriam. Then Miriam, who seems to be the instigator, they put her name first, and Aaron spoke against Moses. Why did they speak against Moses? Because of the Cushite woman, the Ham woman, the Hamite, whom he had married, which wasn't in their business. He was mad at that woman way before he got up with them. For he had
he got married.
That's what I'm saying. And he had married a Cushite woman. So they in this man's business. So they said, has Yah indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And Yah heard it. Now, the man Moses was a very humble. Moses wasn't looking for no trouble. It described Moses was a very humble brother, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. That's saying a lot. And suddenly, Yah said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, he said to all three, come out, you three, to the tabernacle meet. So the three came out, and Yah came down in the pillar. I mean, Miriam, a woman. Now, at the tabernacle meet, so she had some validity in a relationship with Yah, but she was in this main business, which had nothing to do with her. He called them all three. He said, come on out here. Then Yah came down and pillow out. Yeah, go ahead, Cartrell.
You got to keep in mind, Yamsu, that Miriam, like you mentioned earlier, was Moshe's oldest sister. She was watching him while he was a baby in a basket.
Exactly.
And Aaron also is older than their little brother Moshe.
Right.
And they feel the Most High has spoken to them
which is true, they feel like they have the authority because they're older than Moshe.
Right.
But age ain't got nothing to do with it, bro.
Exactly. Well, you know, I can understand that, Katria. They just looking out for their baby brother. I ain't mad at them. Mm-hmm. But they was all in their main business. What they need to be doing, worrying about the children of Israel. There's a lot of work out there they could be putting in work. Mary could have been instructing the sister. Aaron could have been talking to the high priest, you know, not the high priest, but the priest, and so on and so forth. And he could have been talking to the Levites and, you know, and whatnot. There's plenty of work for Aaron to be putting his hand to. And there was plenty of work that Mary should have been putting her hand to. Like I said, they all in that man Kool-Aid and didn't even know the flavor. They worry about the wrong thing. And we're still like that. We are in everybody's business, but our own business. That's our problem. We need to get away, get out of other folk's business where it don't concern you. Where Yamsu, he kind of walk funny. Well, I walk. Well, his knee kind of walk. Yamsu old, fool. Y'all just make up stuff just to be contentious about. They just made up something to be contentious about. And we just let the apple don't fall far from it. That's why the Moses said, study the rock you were hewn from and the ditch you were dug from. Meaning he wants you to get a clue. Because we ain't got a clue why we do the things we do. Go ahead, Katria.
Well, Moses' sister Miriam was a Levite too.
Yeah, I know.
Which is why
yeah.
she was able to enter into the tent of meeting with her two brothers, Moses and Aaron. She's a
exactly.
Levite too.
Yeah.
But I think that she felt left out.
Oh.
Because Moses is running the show. He got the, you know, attention of the whole nation and the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
And then Moses helped his brother Aaron. He set him up with his sons as the priest. But he ain't made no mention of Miriam. So
no.
I think she felt left out. And she wanted to throw her opinion,
mm-hmm.
her feelings in it. Because she's like comparing herself like, you know, Most High just speaks to you, Moshe.
Right. Like
my sister Adina. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And she wanted to make, my wife has a way of saying, she wanted to make herself relevant.
And she was. Maria
yeah.
was relevant.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Appreciate
but
it.
But what she did was almost embarrass her brother.
Right.
She put him on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure he didn't know what she was saying, but y'all knew what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talking behind your brother's back? I need to see y'all three. Just
yeah.
the three of y'all. I want to
mm-hmm.
see y'all.
Yep. Y'all, I'm going to squash this. Thank you, Katria. So the three came out. Thank you, brother. Praise y'all. Then y'all came down in a pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both went forth. Then he said to them, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yah, made myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so, because Mose on a different level. Not so with my servant Mose. Reason being, he is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face. I don't do that with y'all. Even plainly, not in dark scenes. And he saw the form of Yah. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant? You should have been afraid. That's what Yah said. You should have been afraid to put your mouth on that man. Yah further, so the anger of Yah was aroused because of what Miriam seemed to have instigated against them, Aaron and Miriam, and he departed. And when the cloud departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Mary became leprous, as white as snow. Ain't no white folk can come white as snow. They're already white. Only somebody can come white as snow is black, so-called black people. Then Aaron turned toward Mary, and there she was a leper. So Aaron said to Moses, Oh my Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, in which we have done foolishly. In which we have sinned. Please do not let her be as one dead, walking dead Negro, whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. So Moses cried out to Yah, saying, please heal her, O Yah, I pray. Then Yah said to Moses, if her father had not spit in her face, would she not be shamed in 7 days? Let her be shut out of this, because she would have been contaminated. If my father had spit in my face, I would have been contaminated for 7 days. That's the issue. And he said on a human level, okay, on a human level, I'm going to take that human level and I'm going to transfer it to a spiritual level. I'm going to let her be like she is for 7 days. Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days. And after she may receive again. So Mary was shut out of the camp 7 days, and Yah must have healed her that 7 days. And the people did not journey till Mary was brought in again. It shows the relationship Mary had with Yah. They didn't let her move. But he needed Mary to learn her lesson and keep her mouth off what was saying. And afterwards, the people moved from Hazara and camped in the wilderness of Paran. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That was quite simple. Contrary, any more commentary in our comments in that regard?
Oh, you did a great job, Yamsu. You broke it down like you're 4 years old.
Thank you, brother.
Simple lesson.
Simple.
And the most important factor in a lesson, the most I turn to white as snow. Now, we know white people, when they turn white as snow, they just go out and put a little tanning lotion on. Stay out in the sun for a little bit.
Say it, brother. Say it.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they get pale, but that doesn't alarm them. You see, my man Aaron was alone. He's like, oh, my Lord. Please don't count this to the guest.
Hey, man, when Aaron said that, cocktail, I thought about Bernie Mac. Oh, Lord.
But you notice that in this instance, that Mary may say nothing. She had nothing to say. Why is she so quiet now?
Is that what I'm saying? that's a good sign of Mary. See, wicked folk and folk ain't humble got a lot of pride. They always got a lot of conversation. They want to argue every damn thing. See, I like that about Mary. Although she put her mouth on Moses, she shouldn't. But she saw some sign why Yah got had love for her. She didn't argue. You don't argue when it's right. She didn't argue. I like that about her.
Do you think that she should apologize to Moshe and ask Yah to forgive her?
She should have.
I think so.
I think she should have. But
and
now
he doesn't write about it, but she probably did. But
right,
it seems
probably.
Like he was more concerned about her than she was concerned about him. Because
exactly.
Moshe like, please, y'all, don't let this thing last that long. You know, give her a week and then take that off of her. We can't have no white people walking in the middle. Oh, nothing.
My sister Ranger. No, y'all, we can't have that. My sister Ranger. Thank you, Cottrell. Are you done, my brother?
Praise God.
Praise
God. Yes, sir.
Cottrell, we're ready to proceed to your segment of study, which is in the Song/Psalms. And it reads this, I will announce this for you, a song of praise to the sovereign Yah. A song, Psalms 97, a song of praise to the sovereign Yah. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, you have the mic. It doesn't say who wrote it, but we probably got some general idea. Go ahead, Cottrell.
Yes, sir. And a lot of people probably don't know what sovereign means. What does sovereign mean?
Ruler of all. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. King.
Yeah.
A king is sovereign.
Right.
So we know that Yah is king. So we know that,
right.
You know, Christians skip over this chapter because they want to know that Yah is king.
Right.
But they should. I mean, Yah loves scripture. Read Psalm 97. What does Psalm 97 say?
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Psalms 97 says, Yah reigns. Simple as that. Let the earth rejoice. The earth should rejoice. Let the multitude of islands be glad. Clouds and darkness all around him. We ain't seen that yet, but it's coming. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. If he has a throne, you know he's a king. A fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries on every side. Don't mess with Yah. Get in line. All creation. Don't mess with Yah, because he'll burn you up. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of Yah. Yeah, everybody want Yah to come. Or do they? They want his son to come. Because they know when Yah come, it says the mountains melt like wax in his presence. At the presence of Yah, the whole earth trembles. The heavens declare his righteousness. All the peoples have seen his glory. You know, they don't talk about it. They don't praise him for glory. But they're hoping that tomorrow comes, I'm sure. Let all of them be ashamed who serve graven images, because their graven images don't make day and night. They don't make four seasons. Their images didn't create the heavens, nor did they create the earth. Who boast in their idols? Yeah, don't talk about people idols. They'll kill you. People go to war over these idols. Worship Yah, all you gods. Yeah. Everything in creation is supposed to worship the Most High, even his angels. Even the adversary, people call the devil, Satan, he serves Yah too. Yah created him. Zion heard and was glad. The daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of your judgments. Yah, we just read about Yah's judgment. Turn Miriam white as snow. You don't want to play around with Yah. For you, Yah, are the Most High above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love Yah, hate evil. As simple as that. Don't you hate evil and evil people? I hate Donald Trump.
Yeah.
There ain't no racist thing, but he's an evil dude that think he can get away with everything.
Exactly.
But his evil's gonna catch up to him.
And where that whole
he preserved
system, yeah, that whole system got you as evil. From the health, labor, politics, judicial. Everything is about that system. It's nothing mirroring what the Most High says in our regards. So I hate that system too. I hate being here. I wish I was home. Well, we're running things.
Yes.
According to what the Most High says. Praise Yah.
Under the sovereignty of Yah, because he reigns.
Exactly.
His throne is the foundation of justice. And we want Yah to return. But you better be ready when Yah returns. Because what does it say? Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries on every side. You better find yourself on Yah's side. He ain't playing with no idols. Right? He said the idols of men. Okay. You who love Yah hate evil. Simple as that. This is most important, Yamsu. What does he do for your soul? He preserves the souls of his saints. And everybody knows what preservation is, right? When you preserve something, right?
Exactly.
He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. You ain't got to worry about wicked people as long as you lined up with Yah. They could try to put fear in you and terrorize you and scare you and shake you up. However, the Most High will deliver you out of their hand. Light is shown for the righteous. That's why a lot of people can't see, because they don't want to follow the path of righteousness. So they have no light. They have no clear vision. They have no clear understanding. Light is shown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. That's true happiness, pure happiness, gladness from Yah. Not this artificial world we live in, this dream world, American dream. You're not going to get happy in an American dream. We see people with multi-million dollars killing their wives, killing their children, doing heinous things, even though they've lived the American dream. Why aren't they happy? Why aren't they glad? Why do they have so many AR-15 stocked in their house? They can't be happy. Can't be glad.
Did you hear the one?
Be glad and young. Huh?
Did you hear the one about the wife tried to have her husband murdered. And they
she
just
killed
caught
her two children.
No, that's another one. This is a recent one.
Yeah.
She was trying to find a hitman to kill her husband. Yeah, to get the money.
And there's a lot of that going on, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
You would think rich people are happy, right?
They're not happy. Money can't buy you love, but it certainly can't make you happy.
Will Smith don't look too happy, do he?
No, he's entangled.
Right about that.
He's entangled.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where does gladness come from? Where does happiness come from?
From the Most High and from the Ben.
There you go. It ain't coming from the wicked, that's for sure.
Well, that's why I tell people, ain't no man can make no woman happy. Ain't no woman can make no man happy. You got to be happy from y'all. If you ain't happy from y'all, you just unhappy ass person. So don't be telling me, sister, I can make you happy, or these brothers. No, you can't. You can make them comfortable. You can make them, put them in a comfortable position. But if that happiness is not from within, I can't make you happy. And you can't make me happy. You can make me comfortable, but you can't make me happy. That's from Yah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. So your man Pharrell made that record happy?
Uh-huh.
You better be glad in Yah. You righteous people, give thanks to his holy name. We honor and praise Yah every day. And give thanks to his holy name, because knowing Yah is to be glad in Yah. Knowing Yah is knowing that you don't have to fear the wicked, even though they're greater and mightier than we are. Because, like you said, he preserves the souls of his saints. And that's our aim, that's our goal, to do like King David did, have our souls restored so that we can praise Yah in his sanctuary.
Praise Yah.
Alongside King David forever and ever. We want our souls preserved. I want my soul preserved. But you got to hate evil. You got to love Yah. Love Yah, hate evil. Then your soul will be preserved. People want about salvation. And yes, message is clear right here. Psalm 97. You ain't got to go that far. Love Yah. Follow what he says. And hate evil. And there's a lot of evil in the world today.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. You could touch it with, like, your hand. Put your hand outside the window. So evil out here.
It is.
Got to have that light. And in order to see the light, you have to be walking the path of righteousness. Be upright. Even though there's so much evil in the world, so much trouble in the world. So much trouble in the world. That's Bob Marley. So
but
much
see,
trouble.
Here's the deal about that too, Trill. They need to emulate King David in that sense. They have to emulate King David in the sense when you do wrong, when you do wicked, when you heavy necklace, you ought to hate yourself. You ought to hate yourself because it separates you from Yah. When you do wrong, you need to hate yourself. And you need to mend that relationship with Yah and get right with Yah. Right. If you're doing wrong, if I'm doing wrong, and I fall into some iniquity, I need to hate that and try to reestablish, reconfirm that relationship with Yah.
When it says hate evil, it doesn't mean all the evil outside yourself.
Right.
It means hate all evil. I'm sorry. It means hate all evil, even the evil that's inside of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Love Yah, hate evil. That's where change comes in.
Yeah. When I do wrong, I don't try to make it something right. I hate it. And I try to course correct. You know, but when you just wall it and you keep walling it in, and it becomes a second nature to you, a commonplace, do you really hate evil? Because if you really hate evil, you start with what Michael Jackson said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. Hey, boy, I hear a little Michael. Sweet country. Go ahead, Katrin.
Well, we know that Aaron and Miriam realized the evil that they had done in speaking against their brother.
Exactly.
And the Most High straightened them out right away, which is a good thing. So The message being delivered tonight is to love Yah. Why should we love Yah? Yah brought into creation. Where'd you come from? You came from nothing into this wonderful creation. And Yah got rules while you living. Just live by them. And you'll be glad, you'll be happy. You ain't got to worry about the wicked. Trust me. See, this chapter is not for Christians because they think about one heaven. Verse 6 says, the heavens, it's more than one heaven. The heavens declare his righteousness. All the people have seen his glory, but they don't recognize Yah or acknowledge Yah or give Yah the credit that's due to his name, his holy name. So everything that's living should give thanks to his holy name. Love Yah, hate evil, be glad in Yah, be upright in your heart, walk the path of righteousness. Yah will preserve your soul. You want to be one of his saints. That's what we're trying to be. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you very much, Cartrell. Thank you very much, Sister Abiyah. Thank you very much, fellow students. And thank you very much, Yah. Bless and praise your holy name. Let's come back tomorrow, Yah willing, and continue studying Yah. Continue hating wickedness, even if that wickedness is on you. Do a course correct. Get it right. Get it right. We love you, Yah. Bless and praise your holy name. Katria, any close comments or remarks?
Yeah, when they call Hebrew Israelites, if they call us Hebrew Israelites, a hate group, say yes, we are. You know what we hate?
Wickedness.
We hate evil.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we hate.
Yeah.
Like King Solomon said, it's a time to love and a time to hate. It's got to hate the right thing. You can't hate righteousness, though. Don't hate righteousness. Don't hate Yah. Hate evil and love Yah.
Praise
message.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mosiah. Thank you, Cartrell.
Thank you.
Thank you, Abiyah. And thank you, fellow students. Again, may the Mosiah bless you. Shalom and good night.
There is no defense.